All right, welcome to this week's lesson, and we're going to talk about reprogramming your mind, okay? This is really the heart of the approach that I teach. Instead of taking things for granted, instead of just assuming that you're the type of person who responds or acts this way, what reprogramming your mind is all about is becoming a new person, and it all starts in your own mind, okay? So basically, the idea of programming your mind is dedicating a few minutes regularly. Right? If you do it every day, you're going to get incredible results. If you take 5 minutes every day to reprogram your mind so that you begin acting the way that you want to, you're going to be blown away by the results you get. Okay? The process is simple. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Okay? And the more you do it, the best part about that, the more you do it is the more you start to automatically do it. And that's when the changes become almost magical. Okay? So this is the thing, some of the main ideas. When you're reprogramming your mind, the first thing is we don't want to take things for granted. You've always been an overeater. You've always been someone who eats a lot of sweets. You've always been someone who can't get yourself to stick to a plan. Okay? These may be true, but it doesn't mean that the future has to be that way. Okay? And so the first step is recognizing that just because you were one way then doesn't mean you'll always be that way. Okay, so you need to recognize that, all right? And this 5 minutes that you dedicate to reprogramming is all about being, I don't want to say positive. It's not about being, you know, positive, negative. It's about being constructive. It's about being generative. How do I want to be? What do I want to do? What do I want to look like? It's all about what you want, okay? And it's in your mind. It's programming. Anything's possible, okay? So you want to start with that idea, with that feeling, no matter what. This isn't a physical thing, right? You can imagine anything. I hate having people, they say, I can't imagine that. I say, can you imagine yourself flying around with wings? Yeah, I can imagine that. So allow yourself, anything's possible. Okay, that's the first step, and that's a very important one. Now the next thing is, you want to pick specific behaviors. Okay, so we don't want to do general things like, oh, I wish I was just a better eater. I wish I didn't eat so much. Well, those are vague. I mean, you eat a few times a day, every day. Okay, it's too vague. Your mind can't zero in on it and focus in on it and make the changes. So you want to be specific. You want to pick specific behavioral patterns. Okay? I want to eat breakfast every morning. I want to eat a good, healthy breakfast every morning. Great. Where do you need to be emotionally, mentally to make that happen? Okay? Because that's what you want to do. Initially, remember, when you're changing a behavior up, there is a little bit of effort involved, okay? So what we want to do when we're programming our mind is not just to see ourselves doing the behavior, okay? Because we could imagine ourselves on a diet eating well, but within that same imagination, if we're imagining ourselves doing it, you know, with white-knuckled, upset, frustrated, really struggling, that's not what we're looking for. That's not the ideal picture we want, okay? So again, we're talking about an ideal picture. Ideal picture is this, you know, we say, we'll go stick with the breakfast one. I want to eat breakfast every morning, and I want it to be a healthy breakfast that I eat just the right amount of to give me the energy that I need, the energy and the start I need to get my day going, okay? So how do you want to do that? You want it to be automatic. You want it to be natural. What do you want to eat? Get specific. Maybe it's a grapefruit. Maybe it's a bowl of oatmeal. Maybe it's the eggs and, you know, fruit, whatever. Decide what it is that you want to eat. Okay, what are your options? Imagine yourself feeling the way that you want to feel in the morning. This is key. This is a big mistake people make, is they only focus on the behaviors. And so they say, well, I'm not going to eat any of those foods. I'm just going to eat this way. And again, within that imagination, they imagine themselves being stressed, miserable, deprived. Okay, you need to think of yourself feeling the way that you want to feel. Energized, excited, healthy, right? Lean. These are the things you want to put in your mind and you want to imagine yourself feeling. So this becomes the programming. You imagine yourself waking up tomorrow at the time you normally wake up. What this does is it associates these ideas that you're thinking with unconscious triggers. So that when you wake up in the morning, you look over at the clock and you start to feel a deep breath. You feel your shoulders go back because you've programmed this feeling into your body in the morning. You imagine yourself walking taller. You imagine yourself walking into the kitchen, taking a deep breath and preparing the food that you want to eat. you see yourself eating in a way where you feel where you're feeling stronger, where you're getting momentum for the day. Okay, does this make sense? I'm combining these now, but this is what you want to start doing. And it's got to be complete. Again, it's not me walking in there saying, oh, I can't eat, you know, can't have pancakes today because I'm on a diet. Guess I'll have to eat a grapefruit. Oh, and you imagine yourself sitting there. You're always going to do one or the other, okay? Not with these specifics. But in your mind, when you imagine yourself eating well, you're going to imagine yourself eating well begrudgingly, or you're going to imagine yourself eating well in a real strong, powerful way that's congruent with everything that's important to you in your life. You see what I mean? That's the value of programming, because it's giving you 5 minutes to intentionally do this. Because you're going to find when you start doing this that you have a lot of negative programming going on, right? You're saying a lot of kind of things that are not motivating to yourself, right? Things that are beating you down, things that are not helping you out. You want to identify those things, and you want to stop them and replace them with things that are going to support you, okay, and motivate you to get to what you want in life, right? So that's what the idea of programming is all about. So you can pick any behavior. If you want to stop doing something, right, say you overeat at dinner time, what you want to do is you want to identify the behavior initially. I want to stop overeating. And you want to say, what is it that I want to do? And it'll say, I want to know exactly when I've had enough food and stop. And I want it to be automatic. And I want to be, if I'm with other people, I want to have a really enjoyable time communicating with them and socializing with them, right? And I want to really enjoy the food, okay? Again, remember the key word here is ideal, right? What would I ideally like? So many people don't even have this ability anymore. They've gotten so realistic that they can no longer even say, well, I'd love to eat well and enjoy the food and feel great. They won't say that because they don't believe it's possible anymore. So they've cut themselves off from so many things that are actually possible. Don't be one of them. So start with the idea that you're being idealistic. This is a dream world. This would be the perfect, best solution I could have. Now, at the same time I say idealistic, there's also got to be a sense of being real here. Okay? When I say, I want to wake up tomorrow being 40 pounds lighter. Be truthful. Be honest with yourself. But be idealistic. The best case scenario. How I ideally want to be. When you put your mind in that place over and over and over and over and over and over again, you start building up this, you know, metaphorically, these muscles. You build up this personality within yourself. You nourish it. You support it. And it becomes you. It becomes who you are. And your behaviors and your actions flow out of that, okay? And eventually, your body reflects those behaviors, those actions, those thoughts, okay? But it all starts with the programming. Most people start this backwards, right? So they say, I'm going to go on a diet. They don't prep themselves mentally. They just say, okay, I'm not going to eat this, and I'm going to eat this. They get it through a couple days, and now mentally, they're freaking out. They're really stressed. But what they're doing is they're thinking that, well, if I just change what I'm doing on the outside, it's going to change everything on the inside. Okay? If I just lose that 20 pounds, then I'm going to feel attractive and confident. That's not the way it works. We need to start thinking the other way, inside out. Okay? How do I want to feel? How do I need to feel to eat well? Okay? So if we go back to the overeating, I want to eat just the right amount. Okay? And I want it to be enjoyable. I want it to be automatic. I want to enjoy the food more than I ever have and eat just the right amount so that I feel good when I'm finished. Okay? How can I make that happen? I need a sense of awareness. Okay? I need a different eating strategy. Maybe I need to put my fork down each time. Maybe I need to take smaller bites. Okay? Maybe I need to drink a glass of water before I start eating. Okay? So, again, it's up to you to create the strategies, but the strategies come from your mental state, your emotional state. If you're in a good mood, if you're feeling strong, if you're feeling powerful, if you're feeling focused, you're more likely to eat well. Okay, so that's where we're going to start all these things off. So with the overeating, for example, if you overeat, there's a scenario in which you do it most likely. Right? It might be dinner time. It might be when you go out to a restaurant. It might be when you're out at a party. It might be when you're home alone. It doesn't matter. What you want to do is you want to imagine yourself in that situation, same environment, okay, same visual things, same auditory things. What do you hear? Is there music playing? The TV's on? It's silent? Imagine all of those things, but imagine that you feel different in that situation, okay? So imagine yourself in the old overeating scenario, but this time you feel motivated. You feel focused, right? You feel calm. Now, if you feel those things in that situation, notice how you want to act in it, okay? And you're programming your mind. You're imagining these things, okay? And you're going to be amazed at what comes into your mind. Now, this is the last thing I want to leave you with. There is a huge difference between knowing that you should do this, knowing what it will do, and actually experiencing it. That difference of knowing what's going to happen and actually experiencing what's going to happen is the difference between your success or your failure. Okay? Don't just say, I know. I know what it'll feel like. I know what'll happen. I know what I should do. That's not what's going to get you results. What's going to get you results is when you actually do it. Okay? That's what I'm talking about here. And what I've done here, the reason I've created this program is because I wanted to give you an option that's not you have to go to the gym. You have to eat a certain way. Because those things are great, but let's face it, at some point when you don't go to the gym, when you don't want to eat well, there needs to be one more level that you can influence, and that's your mind. Okay? So even when you feel totally wiped out on the sofa, you can still close your eyes and do some of these programming exercises. You can be completely exhausted, and you can imagine how you ideally want to feel. Okay? So I guess there's one last thing I want to say. This isn't about judgments. You do this whole programming thing on, I want to stop overeating, I want to eat perfectly. The next night, you overeat everything. Okay? Let it go. Reprogram your mind. But not the same way. Let me add something else to that. What else can I do that will allow me to eat the way that I want to? Now, if you approach with this situation each time, consistently looking for a solution, constantly focused on the solution of what you want, how you want to feel, how you want to behave, how you want to look, I promise you, I guarantee you, that you will experience a shift and a change that you have never experienced before. Okay? It's a guaranteed thing, right? I'm not talking about this may or may not work. This is a guaranteed thing. And you need to, in this area, right, if you've had a lot of failure in the past, you need to have something that you absolutely 100% are certain of. This is that thing. The more you think of yourself the way you want to be, the more you think about strategies to become that person, the more you become that person. It's a guaranteed thing. And you're going to, within that process, have step backs. You're going to screw up. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do the opposite of what you intended to do. That's fine. That's the process of learning. Okay? So accept those things. Let them happen. And welcome them. And move past them. Okay? That's what's going to allow you to grow as a person that you want to be. Okay? So use these things. Please make this programming, this 5 minutes a day, part of your habits, part of your routines, because it'll change everything. I promise you. Okay? So do this, and I'll talk to you next week.